make a baby on the night you said you would.
It's now 7 after the hour. It's the day...
It almost feels like the day before...
It's like a Thursday.
But it's... Yeah, right, exactly. But it's Tuesday, yeah. July 2nd, and Jay Horn is here as opposed to Jay Lowe.
That's right.
And Kay Kessler is here as opposed to Kay Kaiser.
Who's that?
Yeah, there you go.
I like the rolls.
You like the rolls?
Kaiser rolls.
Yes. Kay Kaiser was a band leader in the 40s, I guess 30s, 40s, and early 50s. Would you say that was about right, Kenny?
Yeah, I think so. He couldn't make it this morning.
No, he's not.
He was busy.
Available, right.
He had some daisies to push.
Off. He's, that's crude.
Aww.
That's very coarse. The former Elmo puppeteer, Kevin Clash.
Oh, yeah. What about him?
Well, yesterday he was in court. You know, he had been accused of being a sexual assaulter.
Yes.
Minors and all that. Three young men. The judge threw all of the lawsuits out.
Really?
Saying they were filed after the statute of limitations had run out. So why
did one for Elmo?
Wait apparently. So long. Right. Well, this guy's gone though.
I know.
He's not working there any longer.
Hard to find a job as a puppeteer when you have issues with kids.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
All right, so Jennifer will be reporting later on with regard to television things that are of interest and importance. I haven't heard boo about Lindsay Lohan lately, have you?
No. She is in.
Yes.
She's in another rehab. I think she left, what's the one? She left the Betty Ford Clinic.
Yeah.
She went to Promises Malibu. And I think now she might be back on the East Coast, but she's still in, like, a rehab facility.
Yeah. You know what I thought was kind of sad to see was Pierce Brosnan's daughter.
Oh, she died.
Died of ovarian.
42 years old.
42. My God.
So sad.
Well, his wife, the mother of this girl, died 22 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She was 41. What a horrible, horrible.
That's a tough thing to know that your kids have this death sentence with, you know. I mean, these genes are no joke. People are giving Angelina Jolie a hard time, and maybe she was a little rash, but... These things are no joke. They really aren't.
I'm not giving
her a
heart.
It comes for you.
Now,
I know.
Interesting because my family, this brings up something that you ought to check out in all of your families. My mother apparently had a problem with cysts in her ovaries, but nobody really knew it because she died when she was 50.
What do you think one of my problems is? That's one of my problems.
That's one of your problems. Mm-hmm. So is your mother had the problem or is it on your father's side?
No, I'm thinking that it could have been my grandmother on my dad's side because she had a real hard time going to the doctor for female issues. Yeah.
Well, my sister, my oldest sister she had a grapefruit-sized cyst. My daughter has one now, and my niece, her cousin, Megan's cousin, has one. So these things must really, all of the young women who are on that side of the family have these things. They are thankfully not malignant. They are not cancerous.
It's not life-threatening usually.
No, but it'll keep you from getting pregnant.
It'll keep you from getting pregnant.
Yeah.
I mean, one of and I'll just be honest because I like to throw it out there, but I have polycystic ovarian syndrome, and what that does is it creates these little things. And a lot of
doctors... Have you had any removed so far?
No. A lot of doctors, thankfully, don't know how to diagnose this stuff. And so as a woman, you have to be really diligent and find the doctor that will, because a lot of times, I actually had to switch doctors twice before I had someone who could diagnose this.
Yeah.
So... You have to be your own doctor, is the bottom line, I think.
You've got to know what's going on in your body. It's your body, your health. You need to know what's going on. I think that's the quickest way to getting to the root of whatever problems you may be having. You do the research yourself. You go to good doctors. And you spend the money. I haven't got insurance, so I'm not going to get it checked out. But yet you go out to dinner and spend $100, $200, $300 over the course of a month. How much money do you spend going out to dinner in the course of a month? I'll bet many of you would say $400, $450.
I like to go with people who buy.
You're one of those guys. The guys always buy.
Oh, I forgot to go to the bank. Sorry about that. I only have 100.
Let me go to the bathroom when the bill comes out.
I always offer to pay my share.
888-302-3684. Jennifer Horn, Rich is not here. He's actually having his treatment this morning as we speak, his chemo treatment. So Kenny is here, and we are into the issues of the day. Let's have a focus on Aaron Hernandez, for a moment, one of the low-life scumbags that has been convicted pretty summarily because he appears to be pretty guilty. Is that harsh or is that true? How many people think Aaron Hernandez is
guilty? I'm pretty much convicted in my mind. It's that whole gum wrapper under the body thing that got me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now he's become the poster child for a lot of people who are wondering what is going on at the NFL.
Because
there are a lot of gun-related crimes associated. And I'm telling you, it's all roid rage, steroids, getting these guys pumped up. They are, in some respects, superhuman, or at least they present that way. And yet their minds are all whacked. Listen to this.
Aaron Hernandez is the latest NFL player caught up in a gun-related crime, but certainly not the first. December 2012, Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Jovan Belcher shoots his girlfriend, then takes his own life. The incident put NBC sportscaster Bob Costas squarely at the center of the gun debate.
It's infinitely more likely that something bad will happen if you're armed than that something good will happen.
2009, former New York Giant Plaxico Burress serves jail time after pleading guilty to a weapons charge.
There is a media amplification factor here. When a player like Plaxico Burress shoots himself in the leg, it gets, you know, in the newspaper and on television for days, and it doesn't do that for a regular person.
How many players in the NFL actually own firearms? Statistics are anecdotal. The league doesn't keep numbers, but players and sports analysts we spoke to estimate the number near 60%, compared to roughly 45% of the general population, according to the National Rifle Association.
You could say there's a gun culture in any group of people. There could be a gun culture at people work at CNN.
Former NFL running back Thomas Jones says he and many other former and current players legally own guns for protection.
Unfortunately, people will try to take advantage of you in any way they possibly can. I mean, like I said, I'm not a gun advocate, but I'm a life advocate, I'll say that.
Jones points to the incident involving Washington Redskins star safety Sean Taylor. In 2007, intruders shot and killed Taylor in his Miami home.
If he would have had any type of protection in his home, he could have pretty much defended himself.
Chris Johnson is a Baltimore Ravens cornerback. Gun violence has touched him personally. His sister killed by gunfire, her boyfriend charged with her murder.
I took an extra step to go and get my concealed handgun because the way the world is starting to turn, a lot of people, you know, are using guns for the wrong reason.
The union representing NFL players set up a gun safety course, knowing a sizable number in the ranks own guns. Players like Cleveland Browns safety T.J. Ward says he does not own a gun. When he was 17, he lost a friend and high school teammate Terrence Kelly to gun violence.
Have you ever had a conversation with another player about guns?
Yeah, there's been plenty of conversations.
Ward says gun ownership in the NFL may go beyond the need for protection.
I mean, if you're trained to live a certain way your whole life, that training is not going to stop. People that had grown up in a certain environment or a bad environment, you know, you have the same friends, you have the same people you hang out with. And it's hard to kick someone you've known or a group of people you've known your whole life just, you know, because you're in the NFL now.
Comments, Jennifer? Comments, Ken?
Captain Obvious there. These guys are using their guns in the wrong way. I think this goes back to being a societal problem, which is what I think a lot of this gun violence is. And for me, we hold up these athletes and these celebrities to this godlike status that they get this tendency that they can get away with just about anything and that they're not going to have to pay like the rest of everyone else.
And I think you're not dealing with the geniuses either by listening to some of that.
That's why I called him Captain Obvious. But, you know, I don't know.
It's a duh factor.
It is a duh factor. Yeah. And I think that they get surprised when they realize that they actually have to deal with something. The number that really threw me off, though, and you'll probably remember it better than I do, but wasn't there like 27 or 31 arrests of football players between the offseason and today?
30-something sticks in my mind, Kenny, with you.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, right.
And you know, there doesn't seem to be this kind of problem in other professional sports.
No. Baseball players aren't chasing people around with guns. Hockey players aren't chasing people around with guns. Basketball players aren't chasing people around with guns. Football is a scurrilous, horrible sport.
It is pretty violent, and it is physically damaging. So then we could get back to your theory where there's brain damage, and maybe that's what causes some of this.
All right, anyway, so it's food for thought. Along with the following, the story of a product called Shanda, S-H-A-N-D-A. Shanda is the world's first smart interactive bath organizer.
Oh,
Shanda,
I might like this.
Changing bath time forever, and now you can be a part of it at ShandaToy.com, Jennifer. ShandaToy.com. If you've heard about crowdfunding and you want to be a part of the excitement, now you have the opportunity with ShandaToy.com. Shanda is a lovable blue kangaroo that will quickly become your child's best friend. Shanda hangs from your shower wall or towel rod, provides two problem-solving solutions. First, she stores all of your children's toys in her jumbo quick-release pouch, which means no more stepping on toys in the bathroom. Second, Shanda also promotes important cognitive development through interaction. She speaks, answers, and records to playback your children's voice. Children learn and laugh while playing with Shanda through her sing-along songs, fun facts, awesome activities. Soon, your child will love bath time while playing and learning with Shanda. Go to ShandaToy.com and join the crowd. You can learn all of the perks of crowdfunding and see why bath time will never be the same with ShandaToy.com. That's S-H-A-N-D-A-T-O-Y.com. ShandaToy.com makes bath time fun.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's time to buckle in for Sears July 4th appliance event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get super buy savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive supplies. See store for details. Offer valid 6/28 through 7/7. Gas, dry, price, tire, optional. Pedestal sold separately.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Feel the heel. How's your heel feel?
That feels pretty good, thanks.
That's good. 21 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. Nation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I love this one.
Crank it up, Michael.
Wedding bells make us one. When we are hunting kids past the midnight, the music stops and I hold you tight. Oh, how nice it all seems. I hear bells.
Wedding bells, they're ringing in California. After a four-year delay, the weekend was full of love and celebration in California. A lot of happy couples, Jennifer. After the Prop 8 ruling, same-sex couples in California were told that they would have to wait at least 25 days to get married. However, the state attorney general asked the Ninth Court to speed things up to allow people to get married, and that's what they did.
And the lines were out of control. They would show them on TV. They were huge.
It's funny. Yeah,
oh,
it's,
my gosh.
It's kind of interesting, too. The news of the ruling spread rapidly. Couples flocked to city halls all around the state to exchange their vows. The attorney general actually married Kristen Perry and Sandra Steyer in front of a crowd of hundreds. Kristen Perry. Why do I know that name? Does that name ring a bell with you,
Jennifer? Are you thinking of Katy Perry?
Maybe I am. Yeah, right. Mayor Vigor Rahujo in Los Angeles.
Former Mayor Vigor Rahujo. Thank you very much.
So who won? The guy did, right?
It's a new day, and it started yesterday.
He did, but he married some people over the weekend.
Oh, he did? It's because he had extra time, because he's in retirement for the moment.
So
Eric Garcetti is
Garcetti,
our new mayor.
Right. Yeah. He's the son of the former OJ prosecutor, Gil Garcetti. Right?
Gil Garcetti was a politician, not a prosecutor.
I thought he was a prosecutor.
Of OJ, was he? Did they do it under Gil? They might have, actually.
Yeah, no, I think
that was that long ago, I guess.
I know it was.
All right, so anyway, wedding bells are ringing, ding dong, ding dong.
That was 20 years ago.
Uh-huh. Yep, it seems like only yesterday, doesn't it? 26 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. What did you say, Kenny?
I didn't say anything.
I was hoping.
It was the voices in your head.
Yeah,
that sound like Ken Kessler.
I've had a lot of them in my head lately, both awake and asleep. The ladies on The View yesterday were talking about fitness with a guy named Chris Powell. Do you know who he is?
Chris Powell. Sounds familiar.
Anyway, they talk about being overweight.
And whether or not
he's the coach from the overweight show.
Oh,
yeah.
Is he? Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Biggest loser?
Okay. Extreme Makeover Weight Loss Edition. Mm-hmm.
So their focus here is on Melissa McCarthy, that movie Heat.
Yes.
Is coming out, or did it come out?
It came out and blew everybody away. Yes. Right.
See, I find her obnoxious, annoying, and unpleasant.
I think she's funny.
Here are the ladies talking about being overweight.
Melissa McCarthy, we all know who she is, right? She says that she was much thinner in her 20s, but it didn't make her happy because when she was a size 6, she wanted to be a size 2. But she says she is happy now that she is overweight and, you know, she's content with herself.
Well, because she's successful as an overweight woman, so of course she's happier. She has a husband, kids now. She's happier in her life, period.
Is it harder to get someone to lose weight, Chris, if they're at the peak
of
their success?
Doesn't mean that being heavy makes you happy.
You know,
that's not true.
In my experience, yes. Because the thing is, if they're happy...
Yes, what?
Oh, it is difficult to get people to lose weight if they're happy where they are. Because the thing is, I can only help people if they want to change.
Yeah.
You know, if they want to change, I would hope
that young women... I mean, I like it that she's saying I'm happy with myself, and because there's a lot of women that get inspired by Melissa, but I also hope that young girls who are not in her position know that they can't give up their health, because no matter what you say, health is always looming in the background when we're at a certain size.
I'm glad you brought that up, because the thing is, there's nothing wrong with being overweight. There isn't anything at all, and a lot of times we think, oh, if you're overweight, you need to change. No, you don't. But if it's affecting your health,
right?
Yes.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ariana Huffington and Mary Madeline, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help, but the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Madeline. What do you think of the way Eric Erickson and Lou Dobbs said that, as in nature, women should stay home rather than go to work for the good of their families?
This is such a ridiculously retro argument. It's another false choice that you have to pick one or the other. The real choice is you could do either, neither, or both. The responsibility goes to each person and to each family. I hate when they do this to women.
You know, beyond the Betty Friedan, the Gloria Steinem feminist revolution of women taking their legitimate place at the top of every institution, being paid equally, etc., etc., and what we're dealing with now is a workplace which for men and for women is fueled by burnout. It's completely unsustainable.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ariana Huffington and Mary Madeline.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes
Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Projected into the new day. It's the, what is this, the second, right? Time for a 2020 history quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Ready.
888-302-3684 for a swell prize that you probably will get maybe sooner or later. We have very efficient
6 to 8 weeks
right?
Or never.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, here's the question. This is, by the way, a nice way for you to, even the prize isn't a good thing, but this is a good way for you. I'm doing you a favor. I'm getting your brain into gear to tell the stories that Jennifer and Kenny and I may be paying attention to in this hour, and you hear them, and but we're not getting your brain going. This gets your brain going. Here's the question. What blonde sex symbol?
Me! Oh,
Besides Jennifer.
Let me take two on this. What blonde sex symbol beside Jennifer claims to have an IQ of 154?
Me!
Besides
Jennifer. Let's just take three on this. What blonde sex symbol beside Jennifer Horn claims to have an IQ of 154 other than Jennifer Horn? Is it Morgan Fairchild, Sharon Stone, Helen Hunt, or Suzanne Summers? 888-302-3684. One of those four claims to have an IQ of 154. We know Jennifer has hers.
Yes.
We got that.
Totally high. Mm-hmm.
Who knows what their IQ is? You know what your IQ is, Jennifer?
I don't.
Kenny, you know what yours is?
I don't.
Huh. Okay.
Blonde, I'm guessing it's above my shoe size, but that's all.
Hopefully,
I know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, who is it that claims to have an IQ of 154? The blonde bomber, as it were, Morgan Fairchild, Sharon Stone, Helen Hunt, or Suzanne Summers? What's your best guess? 888-302-3684. You may know the answer. If so, you're even in better position than you were if you were guessing. You got one out of four to choose from. 888 888-
302-3684. Who is it that has an IQ of 154? Morgan Fairchild, Sharon Stone, Helen Hunter, Suzanne Summers. Meanwhile, the Egyptian military has given the Egyptian president, Mr. Morsi, 24 hours to get out of town.
Wow. To mark like an Egyptian?
Yeah, out of town. The army is going to intervene. All the protesters yesterday, 700 people were wounded. 700 people were shot. So there's the ultimatum from Mr. Morsi. What else are people talking about today? There is, behind the scenes, a little betting going on as to where Edward Snowden is going to end up. He sought asylum in 20 countries, including China and Cuba. Went through the list earlier. Still in the airport in Moscow, Mr. Putin says, you can stay, but don't be a jerk.
At the airport?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stay for a while.
Actually, just a few minutes ago, it came across that Putin says, no, you can't stay.
You can't stay in the airport?
No.
Or you can't stay?
No asylum in Russia.
No asylum, right, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so this has become a blood sport in a manner of speaking. Sort of as somebody said, was it you yesterday, Jennifer, said like a Bourne movie, a Jason Bourne movie?
I did not say that, but someone did, and yeah. I'll take credit for it, sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see what else here. The 19 firefighters who died in the blaze in Arizona.
So sad.
The hot shots. Yeah, it is. It is very sad. And almost, but this is not a man-made fire. I guess if there's anything good about it, it started with lightning,
mm-hmm.
and not by. And all too often, these things are said. That's why I said what I did. President Obama and President Bush met in Africa yesterday to lay a wreath at the memorial for Americans killed in the bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Tanzania. They exchanged more than pleasantries, apparently, and the wives had a good time, too. And it sort of brings you around to realizing what a petty game politics is. And I've never been a big fan of George Bush's, but I will tell you one thing. The guy is stand up, is doing what he ought to do and saying nothing. He doesn't care about the polls. He doesn't care about what people have to say about him.
You know, all he wants is this.
Well, whatever.
But he hasn't. You're right.
Yeah. I hear from Milwaukee, some church documents show that the Archbishop, Mr. Dolan, is frustrated with the Vatican's response to the problem of sexual abuse. Even with the new Pope, they're trying to pay the priests to get them out. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of dying down a little.
But no. Well, they're finding, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these priests that are guilty of all of this stuff. And in order to get rid of them, if they know they are guilty, instead of just farming them out somewhere, they want to take the cloth away from them, give them a check, and get them out.
Well, I like that better. I mean, I hate to pay and reward bad behavior, but I like that better than just shuffling them to another parish where it happens again. Because that's what right. they were doing for a while. It's just shuffling priests around so that these things wouldn't follow them.
Right.
So
exactly.
If that means that they're going to buy them out of the cloth, then, mm-hmm. you know, better than buying off kids that are, I mean, more and more kids, I guess, that are.
I think you're probably right about that. All right, let's see what our choices are. Arizona, Florida, Indiana, Ohio, and, well, let's see what we have here. We're looking for the identity. The 2020 Info Quiz asks, which of these four claim to have an IQ of 154? Morgan Fairchild, Sharon Stone, Helen Hunt, Suzanne Summers. Let's try Bum Ba-Dum. How about, we haven't heard from Roger. Have I ever talked to you before?
Yeah, it's been several months.
All right, hold on just a second. Dave, have I ever talked to you before?
Yes, you have, several times.
All right, hold on a minute. Janice, have I ever spoken to you before?
No.
Never. All right.
Oh, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Would you like a chicken dinner if you have the right answer, Janice, to this?
Sure.
All right, let's see if we can figure this out. The blonde sex symbol that claimed to have an IQ of 154 is?
Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone is the correct answer, yes.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, and did you just guess at that, or did you feel confident because of something that you knew inherently, innately in your psyche?
It was confidence in my psyche.
Good for you. That's what I want, is a good, strong, confident woman. Well, plural, women would be good, too. What do you do, Janice? What are you doing up at this hour, and where are you going?
I'm on my way to work to my business, which I have a title company.
Title?
Real estate closings.
Yeah, and how's that business?
Awesome.
Good.
Is it getting better because real estate sales are getting better in Florida?
Yes, let's hope it stays on that trend.
Yes, I'm with you 100%. How do you like the governor of Florida? Is he doing a good job in your estimation?
I have pros and cons about that.
Yeah, that's I've gathered that from some people who live down there as well. Are you an ardent listener of the Jet?
Of the who?
The Jet. That's the radio station you're listening to right now.
Oh, yes. I listen to you every day. I'm sorry I didn't know that what you called it.
They call it the Jet. Yes, they're very nice people. It's a great radio station. All right, I think I've gotten as much out of you as is practical or possible. Hold on just a second. Keep your business going strong. Janice, thank you. So we'll fix her up with a swell prize. Michael will do his magic, doing a nice job, Michael. Let's hear it for Michael.
Yay!
Yesterday in Boston, the trial of Whitey Bulger.
Yeah, now you have to keep me filled in on this one.
How do I need to?
Hold on. Let me spit out the words that I'm looking for.
How would you like me to keep you informed? What would you like
Well, because I'm surprised that this isn't getting more national attention.
Well, it is kind of.
It's getting a little bit, but when I want to hear about it, I mean, everybody's talking about so many other things that Whitey kind of gets down in the, you know, towards the end.
Yes.
And we're not talking about it on our local newscast for sure. So fill us in, because you told me something yesterday that I thought was interesting, that Robert Duvall is sitting in the courtroom to study for his role.
Yes, they're going to do a movie about Whitey Bulger's life. So yesterday, a corrupt former FBI supervisor, there were more corrupt agents that were on the take from Bulger, and a guy named Conley was all. He used to feed Bulger all the information where the FBI was, how they were chasing him around. That's how he always escaped.
Hmm.
Anyway, so this FBI supervisor, John Morris, cries on the stand and apologizes to the family of one of Bulger's victims. He became choked up when he addressed. Actually, all of the members of the family were in the courtroom, a couple of two of his sons and a widow, a man who was killed because Mr. Morris allowed an informant's name to be leaked to Bulger. Quote, "I don't ask for your forgiveness, but I do want to express my apology for things that I have done and things that I didn't do." Fellow's name was Michael Donahue. He was killed after offering a ride to Brian Halloran, an informant who agreed to testify against Bulger in exchange for federal protection. And the woods are full of dozens of these sorts of killings. Whitey Bulger is as bloodthirsty occur as there has been in Boston and everywhere in our country for a long time. And he corrupted lots of other people. And they would kill on a whim. A guy like this, he gave the guy a ride. Go kill him.
Hmm.
He didn't do what I wanted to do.
Right.
Go kill him.
You know the rules.
Yeah. And that movie, remember The Departed, which was done, I think, in 2006, 2007, with Jack Nicholson. Actually, there's a big, big cast in this.
That was a huge movie. And it got
Wahlberg,
Academy Award nominations.
Yeah. It was loosely built on some of the shenanigans that Whitey Bulger was involved in. So there are, Boston has been, everybody says, oh, Boston, what a beautiful city. You said that and you're here. Boston's a very corrupt city, and it is very racist. All the people say, what a beautiful city Boston is. Boston is a pigsty of corruption and crookedness.
It can still be pretty on the outside.
Yeah, right. It can have a pretty veneer. The Back Bay is lovely, and all those nice places, the stores on Newbury Street, all that, that's great. But the city is really, and when I sort of, all that stuff got whitewashed, as a result of the bombing, the marathon bombing, everybody said, oh, what a great job the police did. What a great job everybody did. Baloney.
At some point, I'm going to have to introduce you to one of our new show hosts at my day job, CRN.
Yes.
Who does a show, and he may or may not be connected, he was, to the Patriarca family in Rhode Island.
Huh.
And he has...
Raymond Patriarca.
He has a thousand stories about Boston and Rhode Island, and some of them are so crazy. And you're right, it's dirty, and no one talks about it.
Right, exactly. Yep. All right, 15 before the hour, you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. We're keeping you up with the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that are important to people this day or two before the 4th of July. Very quiet week. Business is pretty much shut down. It's like Christmas happens twice a year, 4th of July week and Christmas week. So what do you do to kind of get people's attention. I'm dramatic when I'm talking about a product that I believe in, and Power Swabs is one of them. Power Swabs whitens your teeth 2 shades in 5 minutes. 6 shades in 7 days. And it is so easy to use this product developed by a dentist. It's coconut juice, coconut oil, and a compound that cleanses. You don't have to use those trays. You don't have to have sand in your toothpaste in order to clean the white off of your teeth. Power Swabs, clinically proven to remove all those stains in just a few minutes. Coffee stains, smoking stains, wine stains, you name it. They'll be gone when you call 800-865-7602. You get it cheaper if you buy it direct from the manufacturer than if you were buying it or a product like it in the store. And if you mention Doug Steffen, you get free shipping. 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. You get Power Swabs risk-free. Try it. Use it. Watch it clean your teeth. If you're not satisfied, or the members of your family are not satisfied because the yellow teeth don't go away for whatever the reason, and then you'll get your money back. Power Swabs, dial it now while you're thinking about it, and ask about the Power Swab stick, which you can use very easily. Take it with you in your pocket, pocketbook, and clean up your teeth a little bit. If you have something very important to do, you want to have that extra brightness and whiteness, the Power Swab stick is something you should ask about. 800-865-7602.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of 4 select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and 4 admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold, to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America, 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
The Supreme Court finished its term. All those big decisions last week, what, voting rights, affirmative action, same-sex marriage. So, as is usual, we have the polls being taken. Rasmussen, for example, reports that in a national telephone survey this past weekend, they found out that 28% of you believe the Supreme Court's doing a good job. 30% of you rate its performance as poor. So that's the highest ever poor rating since these polls have been done. And it is the first time the poor ratings have topped the positive assessments. 39% of you give the court middle, sort of mediocre reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with all those people. The Supreme Court has been badly politicized. It has sucko lawyers on it. Roberts and the other bunch. Anybody responsible for that Citizens United ruling, the only guy that's any good is Kennedy. Because the only one that looks at the issues and really gets it. And that's why he comes down on both sides of the issues. But the women and the liberals are from hunger. The conservatives are from hunger. And therefore you have rulings from hunger. 51 after on Good Day.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After now, on the Tuesday Good Day program, with all kinds of insights, Jennifer Horn, Michael Forte is actually at the controls in our studio in Washington. He has often pithy things to say. He doesn't put them on the air. He whispers them in our ear, or he yells them in our ear, one or the other. Ken Kessler is wired up to the technology corner, and that is to Facebook and Twitter. Shelley Palmer's on vacation for the rest of the week, so we don't have him in Tech Talk time. We have other technical and psychological information to pass along. I am interested, though, in what we have working today. I was looking at our poll, actually. Sometimes the poll is great inspiration for things that we might ask or want you to further give us your input on Facebook. It's easier sometimes for people to do this than to call us at 888-302-3684 to send email. Even to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. So our poll today, are you traveling somewhere special to celebrate the 4th of July? Yes, we're going to an historic location. B, yes, we're going to visit the family. C, we're going to the beach. D, no, we're celebrating at home. E, it's just another work day for me. Why do I think that we asked that question earlier? Why did I?
It sounds familiar. I'm with you.
Kenny, why am I stuck on that? Because you're in charge of these things. Why do I remember?
We might have asked it a couple of years ago. Coming out of
Listen. All right. That's good enough for me. So what are you reading or what are you hearing or what are you sensing from people who are listening to us using Twitter.com/Good Day Show? No, wait a minute. I get these all screwed up. It's Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter @Good Day Show. Right?
Right. Well, you asked that question about Sharon Stone earlier, and Gary said he knew it was Sharon Stone. He saw on TV that she and Gina Davis are members of Mensa.
Hmm. Yes.
I did not know that.
They are. Yeah. Yeah.
And lots of comments in support of Rich, who is going in for another treatment today.
Yep.
Davinia, Marianne, and Benjamin are all sending their good thoughts. Actually, there's about a dozen other people, too.
Yep, lots of good thoughts.
Including Jennifer Horn.
Really?
That's me.
Yeah. All right, so that's some insight into what's going on with Richie. We have some Wired stats, the number of Americans who have access to the Internet. Numbers, numbers, numbers. As I said, Shelley's off, but I still have a focus in Tech Talk time on technology, which we'll get to in just a moment here on Good Day.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays helps seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What got into Mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
Okay, so you're ready for the numbers?
Yes.
Ready.
Just a couple of years ago, I remember.
Oh.
Go ahead. Screw something else up, please.
Go ahead.
Millions of people at this moment are clicking their way through the web. And so it's interesting to get sort of the whys and the wherefores. Why is it that people, they become connected like there's an umbilical cord to the e-phone or to the iPhone, the pads and all this other stuff? At this moment in time, there are 164 million Americans who are up, and of that group, 84% of them have at some point already clicked on. Isn't that amazing? The number of Americans who are using the Internet for healthcare information has topped 40 million. 40 million rely on the Internet for information about their health and well-being. That's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The average amount of time people spend online at work every week, 21 hours.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing. Percentage of people who regret the Internet is necessary, 36%.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.